Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a physician. I've been in practice for 40 years. And when I started taking this, you know, I don't like medicines, and I probably have taken more people off medicine than I put on it. And so I looked at it, and it's pretty much a natural element. And there's no question in my mind, knowing a lot of patients, that people my age, you know, 60 and over, do not eat right. And they certainly don't get the appropriate nutrients through the vegetables, fruits, and things like that. So I think that it supplies the building blocks that your body normally would use to heal itself. And if you don't get them, you don't heal right. So it's amazing. I mean, I'm doing what I did 2 years ago.
Start your journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.
I don't care if it takes the entire...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
Our show today. We will not stop until we've figured out all of our gender options. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Ladies, gather around. I'm going to let you in on something, all right? I shouldn't even be talking about this. Here's the deal. We as men, specifically husbands, understand that occasionally, generally through no fault of our own, we may be, in fact, wrong, or at the very least, less correct than usual. But my wife has actually achieved something incredible. Not only will I admit that I'm wrong, I will, on occasion, even admit that she was right. Now, I know what you're thinking. What is this sorcery, and can it be taught? It can. Here's the devious trickery that she uses. She has convinced me that she is 100% on my side, has my back no matter what. And so when she does have to bring criticism or correction, she doesn't bring it to her friends or her family or her kids. She brings it to me. And that actually makes it a whole lot easier to admit that you're wrong and actually correct the behavior. And when I correct it, I know I'm not going to be met with gloating, but with gratitude. And that makes it a lot easier. Notice I didn't say easy. It's still difficult. Thank God it barely ever happens.
I love Nick Freitas. Oh, boy. He's right. He's right. Well, he's, yeah, I mean, he's right about a lot of things. And it was welcome to the show, Kate Daly Show. And hopefully Uncle Milty will be back next week. And I have a lot to talk about today. I have a lot of evidence-based stuff to show you. And I can't wait, because I actually took screenshots back in March of 2020. I'm always so grateful for my screenshots that I take. And I want to prove to you some things that are being said right now and what lies they are. And all I have to do is go back to my screenshots. Isn't that nice? So welcome to the show. I'll take your calls, of course. There's so much I want to say about men and women. But I also, there's so many other things to comment on too. And so let's start here. I know that the news coming in, if you were listening on the link, the news coming in was about Jeffrey R. Holland being asked, you know, speaking at SUU's commencement. I talked about this the other day for just a minute, and it's so ridiculous to have a controversy over this. I mean, pull some heads out. Give me a break. You got to, Utah, the youth of Utah are trying to create a controversy. Do you know what Jeffrey R. Holland said up at BYU that was so controversial? He said, stand for things, stand for the Bible, stand for values. It's a church school. You're supposed to stand for values. Did you know that the LGBT who love to be offended, live to be offended, were completely offended by that? Completely offended. to the tune that they are, they say thousands of kids. I think kids are sometimes little drones that will, you shove a survey in their face and they'll get on board with everything, not even realizing what they're doing. But protesting his visit to SUU, Southern Utah University. How insane is that? We live in an upside down world, folks. We live in a world that it's hard to recognize. And our youth, our college, the Nimrodi college students who think that they're all about change and progress and get offended at anything and everything. Standing up for biblical values is to be offended? I'll just leave it right there. It's totally amazing. One guy wrote a piece, an op-ed that I talked about the other day, and he was a little, I think, dumbfounded by the offense. He still didn't say that he should come speak, but he was dumbfounded by the offensive nature of people in general. And we are letting offense, it is just amazing what we're doing, what we're allowing. To be offended, I should have played that clip by Nick Freitas, to be offended. Just because you're offended doesn't mean that everyone else should be offended. You know, keep your offense in check. Do you remember when Farmer Kirk was on Tuesday and he was talking about the cattle? Okay. And the cattle are dying at a higher rate. Well, there is a big article about that, actually, in today's newspapers. And the article is all about Utah cattle ranchers losing their calves. But this is interesting. KSL, the worst news organization on the planet, little mini New York Times, Washington Compost, says it's to winter conditions, does not identify the selenium as the problem. And when they did the autopsies on the calves that have been dying at a higher rate, it was selenium that was missing because, like Farmer Kirk said, who I love, Farmer Kirk goes, hey, if they had the right nutrients, they could make it through cold winters. It's not that cold, people. Goodness. So here's the deal. This is coming out of Cache County, Alex Cabrero. most Utah cattle farmers have been praying for a good winter and they are getting exactly that. However, all this snow is coming at a cost. I guess it's the snow that's less wet, right? They tried to tell us it was less, it's just less wet, except when it's flooding. But anyway, many Utah cattle ranchers have lost calves due to the deep snow and cold weather this winter. Really? Is that the reason, Alex Cabrero from KSL? No. The snow just won't stop. It's like we're in a snow globe. And somebody's shaking it like Groundhog Day. Ryan Merrill, that's his comment. Merrill runs JH Land and Livestock in Cache County, has worked with cattle nearly his whole life. Well, then how does he not know that it was the lack of selenium? Anyway, he just said, we just don't remember having all this snow and it's just been really difficult. So they just don't make it. I don't believe that. I think calves for the duration of time have made it at a pretty good pace through very, very cold winters, colder than Utah, Wisconsin winters, Minnesota winters, Canadian winters. And it just so happens that that's the only reason that they're dying. This is where the news leads you astray. It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing that they can write an article like that and not look any deeper than that. I shouldn't be amazed. I guess I should stop being astonished. I just figure at some point people will start to really tell the truth, but it'll never happen. I don't know why I'm even thinking that. I know how the mainstream media works. But I also want you to know that they're working really hard to get you to take a booster. So they wrote an article yesterday that talked about the time that said, is it time for another COVID-19 booster shot? Here's what the FDA is said to be considering. Isn't this weird language? They're said to be considering. Okay. Another round of COVID booster shots will be coming this spring. Well, at least for some Americans. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to decide within a few weeks whether to allow a second updated booster shot for those who are older or considered at high risk. Officials are moving forward, authorizing the shots, but have not yet reached a final decision and still could change their minds. You know, they won't change their minds, actually. They won't change their minds. Why is that? Because They will come up with something in the next few weeks that makes it look like COVID's going through the roof. Be prepared to listen to your nearest hospital blabber on and lie to you about the sudden peak in flu, because it's flu season. It's flu season. But it's the sudden peak of COVID-19. We're just sure of it. And you know, that second boot, that booster, you need to get that booster shot, that extra one, another round of them. And then you can expect to see more deaths within 2 weeks, too. But they'll blame it on COVID. So I'm just letting you guys know that they're at it again. They're literally at it again with more boosters. At this point, is anyone considering taking any of their shots? It was so crazy, you guys, to go back into my research today when I was looking for the screenshots I took of the first COVID bill. But it really wasn't the first COVID bill. Do you know that several House bills passed in the House in February of 2020, allocating monies for long periods of time to be given out, allocating that Medicare would receive funding, allocating that for COVID, even though they hadn't even named it in February? When they wrote the bill in January, they said COVID wasn't even a thing until the end of January in the press, and we didn't even have any cases the first of February. They were anticipating cases, but they already had the bills written. There were several bills that went through allocating emergency monies for long, long, long periods of time. Isn't that amazing? Now, looking back, are you the least bit skeptical about the way they did this and the way they anticipated this long 3-year run of this thing they call COVID? I still think it's a lie. I still think people are told whatever you have, it's COVID, because it's super easy to do that. It was super easy to spread the fear. But this is so fascinating to me that they are selling. They're going to have a campaign to sell you on these shots again. I sure hope you don't take them. We really like having you around. And the other thing is, it's lighting up cancers. So people are going in with symptoms and cancers are coming back. And so it's a huge, huge issue. Lots of data. Can't ignore that. But they are going to come back, I promise you, in the next few weeks with alerted numbers of COVID so they can get you to take this and they can push it through the FDA and they can say, yes, we're going to totally ignore the actual evidence that we have. And the evidence that they have is actually pretty, the evidence that they even will consider is the smallest group of evidence. There's a lot more evidence, but they refuse to look at the evidence, all of it. But even that, remember, we shut down swine flu for 50 deaths. 50 was all it took. And everybody was telling you to go get it. They were telling you to go get it at the local churches down here. I have newspaper clippings. It was called Color Country, the newspaper here. And they were telling you to go to the church house, go get your shots for swine flu, rush in, and go get it. Don't even question it. Just go get it. And then they had to stop. And after 50 deaths and the FDA coming out and actually admitting that the shots were harmful, they had to stop and say, well, it was just more important to get the shots out. So next couple weeks, they'll be telling you COVID is got a strain that's back. Right now, it's some fungus in the hospital. There's some fungus going on countrywide, even though they've only had 4 deaths. You should be very, very afraid of that, too. A fungus that is antibiotic, resistant. Over 4 deaths, they're telling you, and this is over the last couple of years, that this fungus is coming to get you. Coming to get you, people. Coming to get you. At some point, we're going to have to stop being afraid of everything the government tells us to be afraid of. And then it's okay to be afraid of the things the government's not talking about, because that's usually where the problem lies. I'm going to be right back. Also, per my research that I'm going to bring to you in the show today after Doug Hagman joins me, I'm going to refer to an article that talks about Ted Cruz. I'm going to show you something about Ted. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
That's a Muslim tune. And apparently Deseret News is super excited about talking about all of our Muslims in the state of Utah and how to best honor them with the holy month of Ramadan. We have like 15,000 people that are Muslim in Utah. That's it, out of 3.3 million. That's their big headliner. It's how in the world are we going to let them leave work to say their prayers for Ramadan? Okay. Deseret News. Yeah, alrighty. Get over to ABC Auto. ABC Auto Body. I love you guys. They're doing great work. And they'll fix your car right up. And I'm just so glad when you visit our sponsors for the show because it keeps us on the air. And I really appreciate that. We're privately owned, so we need to be, we need to have our sponsors. And ABC Auto has been a longtime sponsor and they've been fantastic and you'll love them. And they get 5-star ratings for a reason. And you get to pick your provider. They'll work with the insurance company for you. They're great at it. And you'll love them. ABC Auto. Make sure and give them a call. Also, Beehive Rental. Love Beehive Rental. Make sure you get over to Beehive Rental. They just do just stellar things for people. And I look at their rates. They're low and affordable. You can rent any kind of piece of equipment. And right now you're probably thinking about maybe doing some things for the spring, you know, to your yard, whatever the case may be. They have the equipment you need. They have everything you could possibly imagine, even down to hand tools and even, you know, up to big cats. So make sure that you go to them for your service needs. When you need to have some sort of rental, go to Beehive, please. They're just amazing. So they're very, very concerned that you honor in the workplace. Is corporate America ready for Ramadan, the holiest month of Islam? So you might not have any Muslim employees since there's only like 15,000 of them in Utah, but they want you to know on the front page of Deseret News how important this is that they be allowed to pray. Okay. So you have this article and it's all about the low number of people that are Muslim in the state of Utah. Okay. And how in the world will they get to do their prayers? Well, how did they do it last year and the year before and the year before and the year before that? Is somebody preventing them from doing this? That's what it makes it sound like. And really slobbering on about the Muslims of Utah. We're in the state of Utah, for Pete's sakes. What? And then David DeMille writes his piece. David DeMille is very liberal, writes his piece in The Spectrum and talks about the debate erupting over the LGBTQ supporters and Jeffrey R. Holland of the LDS Church coming to speak. Do you know why they asked him to speak at SUU? Because he's from here. He's from Southern Utah. They thought it would be a good fit. He grew up here. Back when hardly anyone lived here. So, you know, that sounds like a good fit to me. Do you want to know what the big statement was that that all the LGBTQ got all insanely offended over as Jeffrey R. Holland? I'm going to give you the actual statement. Okay, because the whole talk was about standing up for biblical values, standing up for Christ, standing up, you know, with values. And so he said he called on faculty and staff at BYU, a religious school. Keep that in mind, a religious school, to take up, and I quote, to take up the metaphorical muskets to defend the church's stance that marriage should only be between a man and a woman. As every church that finds itself speaking about Christ is going to say, that is the statement. They went berserk. He's against us. No, he said to stand up for values and stand up for traditional marriage. That's all he said. Stand up. Metaphorical means metaphorical, not actual muskets. And he said that, metaphorical muskets, to defend the church's stance that marriage should be between, only between a man and a woman. Does that sound normal to all of you guys? Sounds normal to me. If you're a Christian and you believe in Christ, you should be defending marriage. This is so easy. This is such a simple thing. LGBTQ will find offense at anything, went absolutely crazy, went totally nuts over this statement, said he was anti, oh yes, anti-LGBTQ. He never even mentioned them. He never even mentioned them. It's amazing to me. So DeMille writes this total piece, and it is a piece, about this, really kind of making it sound like he deserves this petition against him with 700 signatures. Now, this says 700, okay? What they're saying in the press today is thousands of kids are against him coming. That's not true. That isn't true. They went around to the LGBT community, and just like Pavlov, all they have to do is sound the gong and say, everyone be offended. Somebody's trying to take something from us. Everyone in the room, be offended. Be very, very, very offended. Everybody sign this petition. If you're LGBTQ, you better sign it. And they did. I don't even think some of them even knew what they were signing, to tell you the truth. But he would have been the ideal speaker. He should be the speaker. He grew up here. That's a great commencement speaker, right? For a university. He had a lot to do with that university. There's no reason in the world he shouldn't come. But this is the insane argument against him. You know, it's funny, listening to that clip by Nick Freitas coming into the show, it reminded me of the traditional wife now is a new, I talked about this on Tuesday's show, I think, trad wife is the new hashtag. And the youth think they're being kind of clever and cool by going back to the old ways and saying that being a traditional wife is a good thing. Because it is. It's what made our society. It is a good thing. But they're acting like they've invented it, like it's new. So they're going to go back to being a traditional wife and also a mother or father, right? The mother, in this case, trad wife, and that they're going to want to raise their kids. Well, they should have all along wanted to raise their kids. They found out that feminism is a box of rocks. And it brought me back to thinking about my husband and I. My husband and I, I'm very, very traditional, very traditional. Yes, I do a radio show. I'm very opinionated, but I'm also very traditional. And the people that know me know I'm pretty traditional. Okay. And my husband wanted to move. He wanted to move. And this was at a particular time where I did not want to move, didn't want to move. And he felt really strongly about it. And being the man of our home, being the father and the husband of our home, one of his roles is to guide our family, right? To help, you know, to listen to God, guide our family. So I had to take a step back, put my pride down, and I had to go with the decision my husband made, because he's my husband. Because in traditional marriage, we both have roles, and that's one of his roles, and I respect his roles, and he respects mine. That's how a marriage works, right? So we ended up moving. And I was so against it. I didn't want to do it. It was really hard for me. Because moms become sort of the momager of the house, and what we do is we're, you know, coordinating, and we're right in the know, and we've got all the kids underfoot, and you're the mama, and so you're kind of running the household, and sometimes that can venture into trying to also kind of run the husband, right? And we feel like we're the smartest people in the room, and no one knows what we know because we're the mom. Well, it's interesting to understand the dynamics of traditional marriage, the thing that we all probably believe in, I would imagine, and that we kind of come together on, that traditional marriage is a good thing. But women have been taught this box of rocks for so long that they're the most important voice in the house. They have all the power, and the husband is just there to be told what to do. Right? That's what we're told in sitcoms. That's what we're told in movies. This is what we're told daily. Women power. Women are the ones that lead out. Women make all the decisions for their family. And the husband is just there for the walking paycheck. That's not true. I had to listen to my husband. I had to take a step back and say, hey, this is your role. So I'm going to do something I don't want to do. And I'm going to move with you, obviously, because we're a family. It ended up being a great move, and he was right. He was right. He did what was right for our family at the time, and it turned out great. And there were lots of reasons that I didn't understand at the time that move needed to happen. And I had to take a step back from thinking I was the most important voice in the room to listening to my husband. Now, when do you ever hear a woman on the radio say something like that? It does not happen, does it? It doesn't happen. Because somehow, some way, women are led to believe that if you say, hey, I listen to my husband, then you're some sort of slave. Which isn't true. I'm not a slave. Okay? I do the things I do out of love. But America, but the voices here will tell you, oh, well, you're a slave to your man if you don't get it the way you want it all the time. That's not true. They never say the man is the slave because they do a lot of what the woman wants, don't they? You guys are off buying furniture. It's not because you want furniture. It's because the woman wanted it. I'm going to guarantee you the woman in your household wanted furniture because guys could care less, most of them. Okay, you do a lot of things because you say, let's make a home, and the woman is there to make a home. That's what we do. That's what we're good at, right? Remember the clip I played where we magnify? You give us a house, we'll give you back a home. You know, we magnify everything, right? Well, the reason I say that is because that's good to stand for. It's good to stand for traditional roles. It's good to understand the combination of wives and husbands and what we do for each other and how we play off of each other. And how we strengthen each other. That's a good thing. That is a really good thing. Jeffrey R. Holland was talking about this and saying marriage is between a man and a woman. Why was he saying that? Because biblically and everything else, it's a proven relationship that makes us better as people. More loving, more kind, less prideful, more humility. It's what helps us grow. And it's so amazing. You know, I tell that story because that was just one instance in my life, in my marriage. Been married 27 years, going on 28. Why is that? Because it's a give and take, because we respect each other, because I know what my jobs are and he knows what his jobs are. And we respect that in each other. There is something to be had in that relationship that exists nowhere else on earth and in no other form. It just isn't there. The combination doesn't work. And when it's a man and a woman, isn't that interesting how phenomenally successful it's been through history? I listen to my husband because I respect him. Because that's his job, is to guide our family and be the guy of the household, the man of the household. That's what he does, right? And he's good at it. He's good at it. And he listens to everybody and he says, well, this is what I feel led to do. And we listen to him. That's how simple this is. Jeffrey R. Holland was talking about marriage in the simplest way and in the most correct way. And the LGBTQ have to be offended at anything and everything they can conjure up in their minds. That's amazing. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now, as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it. Hey, everybody, Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about, with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The purpose of a man is to love a woman. And the purpose of a woman is to love a man. Come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play
the game of love.
Love, love, la, 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 love. It started long ago in the Garden of Eden.
I love this song. Oh, it just makes so much sense, doesn't it? Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I'll take your calls, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Also, I just wanted to mention Garage Doors Only. Go to them for your garage door, commercial or residential. They have the best ads. I love how they're talking about Biden documents in the garage. And the last ad they did is so good. Anyway, just make sure that you give them your business, and they're good. They've got great techs. That garage door will work perfectly. They've got the best brands and all the top brands, and you'll love the service they provide too. Garage Doors Only, all throughout the state of Nevada and Utah. So I just, you know, it's funny when I mentioned that I make dinner for my husband. I wouldn't say every single night, but I try to make dinner for him and most nights, and how shocked people were when they found out that I made him dinner. And I thought, how sad is that? You know, how sad is that? Men like it when you make dinner. It makes them feel taken care of. And you know, there's a few reasons why men get married, right? So we're kind of turning all that upside down. And can you imagine somebody being afraid to talk about traditional marriage? Can you imagine getting blasted like Jeffrey R. Holland was, Elder Holland, for talking about traditional marriage, standing up for it? You know, most people on the earth are a product of traditional marriage. And it's amazing to me that we forget that. And there's a lot of bashing going on. And how dare you make my little LGBTQ person sad? LGBTQ person? Marriage exists. It's not going anywhere. And it's okay for people to think that it should be between a man and a woman, because that's how you make babies. And if you're going to find offense at that, you're going to be offended your whole life, because it's all around you. And it cracks me up that these parents of the LGBTQ, oh, how dare you offend my little Sally, who's a lesbian. How dare you offend her? Well, nobody offended him. They want to find offense. If you find offense, then you can push your political agenda farther. So that always amazes me, I think, when I think about this weird offended fight. It's kind of like when they showed up about the farmer's market. The concern was having drag queens behind a curtain, and that a business that actually didn't even have a nonprofit status was running the farmer's market, and that the drag queen was behind the curtain, and they were offering this separate thing where little kids would sit on drag full-grown men's laps dressed as drag queens behind a curtain. That was the problem. And they showed up because they were offended. What were they offended at? They don't want to protect kids? If you're LGBTQ now, you don't want to protect children? Is that what? Did I miss the memo somewhere? You're gay, so you don't want to protect kids. Okay. Bizarre, right? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
We really need to have war on the word offend. It is an anti-Christian word. By definition, the applicable definition is dislike.
Yeah.
So they're saying they dislike your position. So that's not what we judge going through life according mm-hmm. to the Christian Bible. You judge what's right and wrong, and you do what's right.
Yes.
It's not what other people, you don't judge your conduct by what other people say in a fallen world. Mm-hmm. You judge by what God says, and then you learn through other people what God says, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. And you consider people's feelings and their thoughts, but you're to be guided by what is right,
right.
Not what somebody dislikes. And we should really just, it's an anti-Christian term
yeah.
to judge
right.
based on what people are offended.
Yes.
That makes sense to you?
No, it really does. Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate the comment. It's funny because I stand for traditional marriage. Why? Because through history, traditional marriage has been the reason that all of us survived through our ancestries. and it works. And God said you should go out and multiply the earth and do that in families. It's amazing to me that you could be offended by that. Why can't somebody that's LGBTQ recognize the fact that they probably came from a traditional family and that for their own existence and that it is going on all over the world? They're offended by that? They're offended when somebody says traditional marriage, that we should defend it? They can want what they want too, but why would you be offended by somebody saying that in a world that they're surrounded by traditional marriage? So this is much more about political furthering of political, the political factions of these groups than it is anything else. That's what it's about. And, a listener messaged me and said, marriage, keeping a guy is very happy, sex, sandwich, and sleep. I love that. It's, we're losing the ability to stand and speak out for things because one person chooses to be offended and then tells all of their friends to be offended. That this we're going to lose what we have if we don't start standing up for truth. And it's really sad to watch. This is a great clip on marriage. It's 40 seconds. I'll play this for you. This was so good. Women multiply what you give them. Here we go.
Female is designed by God to receive. And whatever she receives, she incubates, multiplies it, and gives it back to the male. She was built to do that. So whatever you give a woman, she'll receive it, multiply it, and give it back to you. If you give a woman a sperm, you'll never get a sperm back. She'll multiply it, give you a baby. If you give her a house, she'll multiply it, give you a home. If you give her groceries, she'll give you a meal. If you give her frustration, she'll multiply it. Yeah. So, brothers, if you don't like what you are getting,
and you know, I've met a lot of really good men. They'll do anything for their wives. Anything. Like I mentioned, the furniture. Anything. Anything. A lot of good men out there. They just want to be good husbands and fathers and providers. They just want to be appreciated. That's really what it comes down to. Just totally appreciated. And it's okay to say that. Here was Matt Walsh's, this was Matt Walsh, sorry, What Men Want from Women. Here we go.
The attitude from a lot of people is that men are not allowed to talk about what they want and what makes them happy. And yes, he also wants to be loved. He wants to know that his efforts are noticed and appreciated. He wants a warmth and love and affection and gratitude and respect from his wife. And if he doesn't get it, he'll be unhappy with a pain that he feels at the deepest levels of his soul, but which he may never speak out loud for as long as he lives. I mean, a man won't usually say any of this out loud, especially these days when he's certain to be shouted down, you know, if he dare verbalize any of it. But it's the truth. The attitude from a lot of people is that men are not allowed to talk about what they want and what makes them happy. And yes, he also wants to be loved. He wants to know that his efforts are noticed and appreciated. He wants a warmth and love and affection and gratitude and respect from his wife. And if he doesn't get it, he'll be unhappy with
Yep, I agree. So simple. And it's okay to stand up for traditional marriage. It's okay to say these things. And I hope that Elder Jeffrey R. Holland never shies away from saying those things, because BYU, LDS Church owned school, the students there, a little portion of the students there got so uptight and irate, probably because they were told to be uptight and irate. By their little political faction group leaders, to be told to be upset by the fact that he said we should have metaphorical muskets to defend marriage between a man and a woman. That statement was not offensive. He's just at a church school, mind you, saying what needed to be said about traditional marriage, saying something we all know. And a little tiny group of outspoken idiots. I'm offended at that. How could you be offended at that? You came from that. Jeez. Wow. At a church school. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want to remind all those people that the SEU allowed them to build a building in the name of Harry Reid, who helped destroy our Constitution. But they're upset about Dennis Holland, even though they have a building in the name of Harry Reid, who's worthless, a scumbag, and all that stuff.
Right.
So they shouldn't be complaining about Dennis Holland.
I so agree. Thank you for that. And by the way, if he is disinvited to speak, then he should go speak at the LDS Institute in Cedar City. He'll have a huge following. He'll have a lot of people show up to hear him. They should actually then, of course, move ahead and have him speak. But the fact that they would let a small group of students in LGBT crusades who are told when to be offended. I'm supposed to be offended today? I'm part of the LGBT group. I'm supposed to be offended. Where do I show up and stomp around and get mad? They don't even know why they're getting mad. They didn't even understand the farmer's market thing. They showed up because somebody said, somebody's taken something from you. They weren't even mentioned. That wasn't even about them. It wasn't even about them. It was about drag queens and little kids sitting on drag queens' laps. And they showed up offended. Oh, how dare you take something from us? Because they were told to be. They have a lot of really insidious little group leaders around here that get on Facebook and try to go after Michelle Tanner, city council person. Michelle Tanner hasn't said anything offensive, but they got to be offended at somebody and something. Somebody's trying to take something from them. It's just it's a maneuver. It's a way to further more people into silence because you might offend them. You might offend them. And they'll be offended over anything. My worst death threats have come from the LGBTQ. That group's so loving and kind, always telling you how to love them, but to be loving back? Oh, no. Very political, very militant, pushing forward, trying to be offended. They'll pick anything. All I have to do is say the word marriage, and they're offended that I say it because I'm a conservative. That's how offended they get. It's absolutely moronic. They walk around like total idiots, but they think they're, you know, in charge of progress. And they're really just a censorship group is really what they are. And they should be called out as such. And I hope more people say, well, you're just a group to censor. That's what you're there for, to bully people into censorship. And if the LGBTQ, the people that joined that little crusade, would realize that, we'd probably be a lot better off. We'd probably, they'd start to understand what they're actually doing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. You got about a minute. Go for it.
Oh, okay. Just to continue with your theme, what I don't understand is the fact that if there's anything that could unite the left and the right, is this whole thing about the children. Like, how are they allowing this to go on?
Yeah.
I know at our school board meetings, they hid that literature in the libraries and lied about it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you think they'd want to protect kids, right? You think that that would be important. But no.
Like the most important thing, like the left and the right, I don't care what they believe, but to have our kids like trying to change their gender and all this, or have these men like dance in front of them and put money in their G-strings.
I know. That's supposed to teach them love and kindness. Can you imagine? We can learn that lesson in a lot of different ways. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. It's totally insane. By the way, on the cow topic, the cattle, where they're dishonest about the selenium, lack of selenium, they are blaming it on winter, because that's what KSL does. Alex Cabrero. They want to put smart masks on cows so they can monitor, I don't know, their farting. I'm not quite sure. Their gas. Monitor them. I guess you just can't know enough about cows. They want to put smart masks on them. I'm not making that up. That's an actual article. It's a smart mask on a cow. So you can find out what they're doing. It's pretty easy to see, but I guess the mask is going to show you like a little bit more into the inside of the cow. We're a stupid nation. We're stupid people. And we keep going for the censorship and we keep putting ourselves in a box. And I'm grateful for all of those, including Jeffrey R. Holland, that say what needs to be said to these, especially these kids, the LGBTQ. Thank you for standing up for traditional marriage. We should all be standing up for traditional marriage, right? Be right back with Doug Hagman.